Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani Mamra by Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Ksubas, Daf Yud Zayin, the second parak, Ha'isha Shinis Armoa. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaChazachas HaTorah. So the third topic is going to focus on, number one, it was taught in a brisa, Ketzim Arakdim Lifnei HaKal, how do we dance before the Kal, which Rashi explains means, what do we say in her presence? Beishamai say, Kala Kamoshihi, we praise the bride as she is, which Rashi says means we praise her according to her actual beauty and chashivas. But Beisila say, Kal Nava Chasuda. In all cases, we say that she's a beautiful and charming bride. Beishamai said to Beisila, if she's lame or blind, are you going to say she's a Kal Nava Chasuda? But the Torah says, Midvar Shecher Tirchak, distance yourself from falsehood. So Beisila responded, according to your view, if someone made a bad purchase in the shuk, Yishabchenu Be'enav or Yiganenu Be'enav? Are you going to praise it in his eyes or denigrate it in his eyes? You'd certainly praise it in his eyes. From this statement of Beis Hillel, the Chachamim said, a person's mind should always be compatible with people. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, Mavatin Talmud Torah lehutzas hameis lehachnasas hakala. We're Mavatal Talmud Torah to carry the dead out to burial and to accompany a kala to the chuppah. And it was said about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai that he would do so. When does this apply? B'she'en sham kol tzarko, aval yesham kol tzarko ein mevatlin. When there are not a sufficient number of people doing so, but when the number of people is sufficient, one may not be mevatl is learning. The Gemara says, what is considered a sufficient number of people to honor a deceased? And Rosh Moshe Bar Inya said, in the name of Rav, treisa alfei garvei v'shisa alfei shivuri, 12,000 men and 6,000 men with shofars, for a total of 18,000 people. Some say 12,000 men, among whom are 6,000 with shofars. Ula said, if there are crowds of men from the town gate to the cemetery. Rav Sheshe said, can you see nasa, kach nitil asa? Just like the Torah's giving, so should be its removal. Man sinasa b'shishim ribo, af nitil asa b'shishim ribo. Just as its giving was done in front of 600,000 men, so too its removal should be in front of 600,000 men. Ula adds that this only applies to someone who learned Chumash or Mishnah, but didn't teach it to others. But for one who did teach Mishnah, there's no limit. And pointing with you, the Mishnah stated the imyesh edim sheyatzasa behinuma, that if there are witnesses that the kala went out with a hinuma to indicate that she's a basula, she receives a ksuba of 200 zuz. The Gemara asks, what is a hinuma? Surcha bar papa said in the name of Zairi, tanur da'asa, it's a round canopy of hadasim. Rav Yochanan said, krisa de benamna bakalsa, it's a veil in which the bride dozes. Rashi explains that since the eyes are covered by the veil, she sometimes dozes behind it. The term hinuma is related to tanuma, which is Hebrew for slumber. Rav Yochanan Baroka said that distributing parched grain was also proof that the kala is a basula. In Bava, the proof that a kala was a basula was rubbing oil on the heads of the rabbinic students. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a brisa, ketzim arakdim lifnei hakala, how do we dance before the kala, which Rashi explains means, what do we say in her presence? Beishamai say, kala kamoshihi, we praise the bride as she is, which Rashi says means we praise her according to her actual beauty and chashivas. But Beisila say, kal nava chasuda. In all cases, we say that she's a beautiful and charming bride. Beishamai said to Beisila, if she's lame or blind, are you going to say she's a kal nava chasuda? But the Torah says, midvar shecher tirchak, distance yourself from falsehood. So Beisila responded, according to your view, if someone made a bad purchase in the shuk, yishabchenu be'enav or yiganenu be'enav? Are you going to praise it in his eyes or denigrate it in his eyes? You'd certainly praise it in his eyes. From this statement of Beis Hillel, the Chachamim said, a person's mind should always be compatible with people. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, Mavatin Talmud Torah lehutzas hameis lehachnasas hakala. We're Mavatal Talmud Torah to carry the dead out to burial and to accompany a kala to the chuppah. And it was said about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai that he would do so. When does this apply? B'she'en sham kol tzarko, aval yesham kol tzarko ein mevatlin. When there are not a sufficient number of people doing so, but when the number of people is sufficient, one may not be mevatl is learning. The Gemara asks, what is considered a sufficient number of people to honor a deceased? And Rosh Moshe Bar Inya said, in the name of Rav, treisa alfei garvei v'shisa alfei shivuri, 12,000 men and 6,000 men with shofars, for a total of 18,000 people. Some say 12,000 men, among whom are 6,000 with shofars. Ula said, if there are crowds of men from the town gate to the cemetery. Rav Sheshe said, can you see nasa, kach nitil asa? Just like the Torah's giving, so should be its removal. Man sinasa b'shishim ribo, af nitil asa b'shishim ribo. Just as its giving was done in front of 600,000 men, so too its removal should be in front of 600,000 men. Ula adds that this only applies to someone who learned Chumash or Mishnah, but didn't teach it to others. But for one who did teach Mishnah, there's no limit. And pointing with you, the Mishnah stated the imyesh edim sheyatzasa behinuma, that if there are witnesses that the call went out with the hinuma to indicate that she's a basula, she receives a ksuba of 200 zuz. The Gemara asks, what is a hinuma? Surcha bar Papa said in the name of Ziri, tanur da'asa. It's a round canopy of hadasim. Rav Yochanan said, Krisa de benamna bakalsa, it's a veil in which the bride dozes. Rashi explains that since the eyes are covered by the veil, she sometimes dozes behind it. The term hinuma is related to tenuma, which is Hebrew for slumber. Rav Yochanan Mabroka said that distributing parched grain was also proof that the kala is a basula. In Bava, the proof that a kala was a basula was rubbing oil on the heads of the rabbinic students. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yad Zayin, and our standard Siman is a used car salesman. A used car salesman, so here goes. The used car salesman who told the chassan that the kala was very beautiful and that he would never lie, and who had a side business selling used shofars at massive levayas, didn't realize the kala couldn't be seen behind her hinuma, where she was dozing. Once again, in slow motion. The used car salesman, that must be more on Duff. Yud Zion. The used car salesman who told the chassan that the kala was very beautiful and that he would never lie, which reminds us we have a Malkos Beis Shem Beis Hill regarding Ketzer Meraknim Lifnei HaKala. What do we say in the presence of the kala? Do we say the truth or do we say kala na'a v'chasuda? So the used car salesman who told the chassan that the kala was very beautiful and that he would never lie, and who had a side business selling used shofars at massive levayas, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, mevatim talmud Torah lahutzas ameis achnasas akala, where mevatel talmud Torah to carry the dead out to burial and to accompany a kala to the chuppah. When does this apply? When there are not a sufficient number of people doing so, but when the number of people is sufficient, one may not be mevatel as learning. The Gemara asks, what is considered a sufficient number of people to honor a deceased? And Rav Shmuel Bar Inya said, in the name of Rav, 12,000 men and 6,000 men with shofars for a total of 18,000 people. Other opinions are brought as well. So the used car salesman who told the chassan that the car was very beautiful and that he would never lie, and who had a side business selling used shofars at massive levayas, didn't realize the car couldn't be seen behind her hinuma, where she was dozing. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, V'im yesh edim sheyatzas behinuma, that if there are witnesses that the kala went out with a hinuma to indicate that she's a basula, she receives a ksuba of 200 zuz. The Gemara asks, what is a hinuma? Surcha bar Papa said, in the name of Ze'iri, it's a round canopy of hadasim. Rav Yochanan said, Krisit menamna bakalsa, it's a veil in which the bride dozes. Rashi explains that since the eyes are covered by the veil, she sometimes dozes behind it. The term hinuma is related to tenuma, which is Hebrew for slumber. So once again, the used car salesman who told the chassan that the car was very beautiful and that he would never lie, and who had a side business selling used shofars at massive levayas, didn't realize the call couldn't be seen behind her hinuma, where she was dozing. All right, now it's time for four blah back hazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought basin to see for themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding basin, they saw an unmarried woman speaking with someone and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, Ish poni v'kohen hu. He's poni and he's a kohen. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Eliezer say, Ne'emenes, she's believer. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live by our mouth. Ella, she has a chazak of having relations with a nasan or a mamzer until she brings proof to her claim. The Gemara brings a halachos regarding what is meant by speaking. Ziri says, Nistra, it means she was in seclusion with him. And Ravasi says, Nivola, it means she had relations with him. A pasuk is brought to show that speaking is a euphemism for having relations. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought basin to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field, which reminds us, the Gemara brings several challenges to Rav Asi's position. Was stated in a brisa, they saw her enter with a man into a secluded place or ruin, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? According to Rav Asi, who holds speaking as having relations, what's the need for two cases? The Gemara answers that the brisa is speaking of two types of ruins, churba de masav or churba de dabra, the ruins in a city and ruins in a field. If the brisa only brought the case of ruins in the city, we'd say that this is a case where Gamliel believes her, since robed men in a Jewish city are fit for her. And if it only taught the case of a ruin in the field, we'd say that perhaps it's only there Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, but in a Jewish city, he would agree. The Gemara eventually refutes Rav Asi's position. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought basin to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field and hoped to hear that basin would rule that her daughter is possible despite her mother's chazaka, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said to the ones who rule that she's fit, referring to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, they rule her daughter is fit as well. And according to the one Yeshua, who rules her puzzle, he rules her daughter's puzzle as well. But Rabbi Elazar says, "L'divrei ha'makshiba posel bavita." To the one who rules her fit, he rules her daughter's puzzle. Rabbi said that Rabbi Elazar's reason is that it's well that her mother's fit, for she has a chazaka of kashrus, but her daughter does not have a chazaka of kashrus. Daf Yadal. So the simmer Daf Yadal, it is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Almanis Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichas of her dough before her show, which reminds us of Bias Rabbi of Rabbi Yeshua, really said that a woman is not believed to say she had relations with the kosher man to permit her to marry a Cohen. From Mishnah Adios taught that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseret testified, Almanis Issa she kasher kohuna, regarding an Almana of a person with a suffix status, meaning an Almana of a suffix halal, that she's permitted to marry into the kohuna. We see from here that Rabbi Yeshua permits her to marry to the kohuna, presumably based on her chazaka that she was permitted to marry a Cohen before this marriage. Rabbi said to Abai that the cases do not compare. Hasim isha nises bodekas v'nises. There we say that a woman who marries first checks her husband's yichus and then marries. But here, when a woman acts immorally, does a woman first check the man's yichus before acting immorally? So the Almanis Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double suffix act with her son, which reminds us, Rava points out that the same Mishnah contradicts Rav Gamliel's position. Rava answers that there are no contradictions. Regarding Rav Gamliel, Hasan Bari Hachashema. In our Mishnah, the woman is Bari, about whom she had relations with, whereas here, with the Almana to the suffix halal, her claim is only a Shema. And regarding Rabbi Yeshua, Hasim Chatzveka, Hacha Treisveka. In our Mishnah, there's only one suffix, whereas here there are two Svekas. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case, there's only one suffix whether the woman had relations with a fit man. In the case of Adias, the mother of the deceased Cohen was a suffix herself, and this widow of her son is a second suffix. So the Almanis Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double suffix act with her son, when a commotion erupted because the suffix halalim could not be recognized in the crowd. Which reminds us, we have a brayso with various opinions regarding what is an Almanis Issa, and concludes Yisrael recognizes the mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the halalim among them. Daf Tezvav, so similar Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. It was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls. Fruit bowls? That must mean we're on Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit. It was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated, which reminds us of Yeshua ruled that a young girl who was violated was permitted to marry Cohen because the incident took place when the majority of the town had good yichus and the majority of caravans coming to the market were Jewish. Therefore, there were two majorities. The Gemara concludes that my last b'yuchsin, the rabbi set a high standard in yichus cases regarding a Cohen, and in a case of a suffix, whether someone is fit for the kahuna, two majorities are required. So it was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated. And then someone threw a heavy fruit bowl into a group of nine Jews and one Nachri and killed a Jew, which reminds us the source for Kol Kavu Kamexal Mexidami is the pasuk regarding a murderer, Ba'arav Lo Bakamalov, and ambushes him and rises up against him. And it was taught in the base midrash of Rabbi Yannai, Prat Lazorik, Evan Lago, that the pasuk is coming to exclude from capital punishment one who throws a stone into a group of people consisting of Jews and Kananim and he kills a Jew. The Gemara clarifies that the pasuk is needed in the case where there are nine Jews in the group and one Kanani. The person who threw the rock is not killed because Dabai Kanani Kavua Bakol Kavu Kamaxal Maxidami. The Kanani is considered stationed in place, Kavua, and any suffix relating to something Kavua is treated as having a probability of 50-50. So it was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated. And then someone threw a heavy fruit bowl into a group of nine Jews and one Nachri and killed a Jew, right next to where a little baby was found abandoned inside a fruit bowl. Which reminds me, we learned that if one found an abandoned child in the city, if Rova the residents are Nachrim, he's a Nachri and can be fed in the Velas. If Rova the residents are Jews, he's a Jew regarding Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects. Maxal Maxi Yisrael, if half the residents are Jews and half are Nachrim, he is treated as a Jew with regards to damages, such as paying half damages for a tam. Daf Tazayin. So the simmer Daf Tazayin is toes. So here goes. The two acrobats with the large toes. Toes? That must be more on Daf Tazayin. The two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil, which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak stated, Haisha Shinis Armo Oshinis Garsha, a woman who is widowed or divorced is claiming her ksuba. She says, you married me as a basula and you owe me a ksuba of 200 zuz. And he says, no, I married you as an almana and I only owe you 100 zuz. If there are witnesses that she went out with the hinuma and her hair down, her ksuba is 200 zuz. The Gemara says that the reason she's believed is because there were witnesses. But if there are no witnesses, the husband is believed, which implies that the Mishnah is not in accordance with Gamliel, who believes a woman who claims she was violated after her erison and entitles her to a full ksuba. The Gemara answers that it can even be Rabban Gamliel. In the earlier Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel believed her because it was a case of Bari Vashema, but here it's a case of Bari Vibari. So the two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil were so surprised when they overheard the caterer tell a guest, "This wedding hall property was your father's, and I bought it from him." Which reminds me of Yeshua's mode in the Miku case of someone saying, "This field was your father's, but I bought it from him." He's believed for the same mouth that is forbidden as the mouth that is permitted. This is a case of Hare Ein Shor Shachu Fanecha. Here there is no slaughtered ox before you, meaning there was no grounds for a claim. If the person had kept quiet about the field, no one would ever investigate it. But in the case of the woman who claimed she was violated after the Kedushin, Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not believed since it was a chasen not finding the basulim that initiated the claim. So the two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil were so surprised when they overheard the caterer tell a guest, "This wedding hall property was your father's, and I bought it from him," that they knocked over a kos of truma wine that was being passed in front of the kala. Which reminds us, a braisa listed various signs that a kala was a basura, one of them being, Heviru Fanel kos shel basura. They passed before her an announcement cup. Rav Adar Bar Av explained that they passed before her a cup of truma wine as if to say that if she married a Kohen, Ruya Haisa Zo La'echo B'truma, she's fitting to eat truma. When Rav Papa objected and said that an Alman who marries a Kohen can also eat truma, the Gemara answers, Zo Reshis Ketruma Reshis. This call is having relations with her chasen is a first for her, like truma is the first that is separated from one's produce. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which doth they learn that a woman who is divorced or widowed is believed when she says she was a basula? If there are eidim, she went out with a hinuma and her hair down. That's on daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have machlokes regarding what is meant when Beis Din saw a woman speaking with a man? Does it mean seclusion or having relations? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which doth they learn that Rabbi Yeshua holds that a woman who was violated is mutter to marry a Kohen? When there are two majorities, that's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 4. Which thing when the Rabbi Yeshua believes the Migo case, when someone says, "This field was your father's, and I bought it from him," that's on daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 5. Which thing when the we're Mavatl Talmud Torah for Levayis HaMeis and Achnasas Kala, and a sufficient number, according to one, for Levayah is 12,000 people with 6,000 additional people blowing shofars, that's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which doth they learn that Yisrael recognizes the Mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the Chalalim among them? That's on daf. Yud Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do B'malchus B'Shem B'Sil regarding Ketzev Meraktim Lifnei Akala? That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good. And number 8. Which daf do we discuss the status of an abandoned child when he's considered a Jew or a Nachri? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 9. Which doth mean that one of the signs that a kala was a basura is when they pass before her a kos shel basura, which is a cup of truma wine. That's on daf. Tezayin. Good. And number 10. Which doth mean that a hinuma is either a canopy of hadasim or a veil where the kala sometimes dozes. That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.